Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A 15-point plan has been sent to Iran from the U.S. that could end the war. The AP's John Gambrell is in Dubai.
The details of this plan remain in question, but officials have told the Associated Press that Pakistan, which has been one of the countries trying to get a diplomatic route to the end of the conflict, has transmitted it to Tehran. Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey have been key in trying to negotiate a settlement to the war.
The U.S. is sending paratroopers and more Marines to the region. Tehran did not confirm receiving the plan and publicly dismissed the diplomatic effort. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants more countries to join the fight against Iran.
That is a call not only for the security of America and the security of Israel, it's for the security of the entire world. And it's time for them to act. I think President Trump knows exactly what he's doing. And whatever we do together.
A new AP NORC Center poll finds most Americans believe recent military action against Iran has gone too far, and many are worried about the rising price of gasoline. TSA workers at airport checkpoints are either calling out sick or working without getting paid during the shutdown at the Department of Homeland Security. Taylor Desert works for TSA at the Indianapolis airport.
I never thought I would be in a position to where working for the federal government that I would need to go to a food bank to supplement my groceries because I do work a full-time job.
Democrats have refused to fund the Department of Homeland Security unless it made changes to its immigration and deportation operations. The Supreme Court is siding with internet provider Cox Communications in its copyright fight with record labels over illegal music downloads by Cox customers. The justices ruled unanimously Cox bears no liability for the copyright violations of customers. More information at APNews.com. This is AP News. The investigation continues into the collision of an Air Canada jet and a fire truck in New York. Two pilots were killed.
Investigators say one of only two air traffic controllers on duty at LaGuardia Airport cleared a fire truck to cross a runway just 12 seconds before the Air Canada flight touched down Sunday night. The collision killed both pilots. That audio from the tower, courtesy liveatc.net. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says they're working to determine which of the airport's safety precautions failed.
We rarely, if ever, investigate a major accident where it was one failure.
One area of concern.
The midnight shift, as a reminder, is one that we have many times at the NTSB raised concerns about.
Homendy also says the airport's surface detection system did not alert and the fire truck didn't have a transponder, something not required, but maybe it should be. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.